Okay, to commemorate Yartzeit week, the Yartzeit of Rav Baruch of Mezhbish is the 18th Yud Ches of Kislev. So I thought we would do a nice idea from Rav Baruch of Mezhbish. But to get to that idea that he has, we have to go through a couple things first. We know the Parsha talks about that Yaakov loved Yosef. Why? Because he was a Ben Zekunim. So Rashi brings down three reasons of why Yaakov loved Yosef. One of the reasons he brings down, Unkelus says, is because that he was a wise son. Why? Everything that Yaakov learned by Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, Yaakov gave over to Yosef. That's why he loved him. So Yaakov Kamenetsky brings out amazing, the first MS of Yaakov in this week's Parsha, and also on Vayetze, he has the same idea. Why did Yaakov Dafka learn by Torah Shem Ve'ever? He couldn't learn by his fathers, he couldn't learn by the Avos. You know, the Avos, the Torah by the Avos is probably much better than anyone in the world. Why did Yaakov feel that he had to go learn from Shem Ve'ever? So basically, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky goes into this whole yisod of what Shem Ve'ever represents. Shem Ve'ever represent being able to strive to stand strong in Gullison, even when things are going crazy, and even when things look bad, and the whole society is doing bad things. Shem Ve'ever had this amazing ability to stand strong. And that's what Yaakov learned there. That's what Yaakov learned Torah over there, because Yaakov knew he was about to go into Laban's house and to be able to go out into the world. He wanted to stand strong. So Yaakov knew by Yosef, he saw that, you know, he saw the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised his father, his grandfather Avraham Avinu, that one day his children would have to go. And he doesn't say this in the piece, but Yaakov had some sort of feeling that Yosef was going to be the one, that through Yosef, that Yosef was going to have to be able to take this message of also being able to strive and to be stand strong in Gullus. So I wanted maybe to say that when it comes down to it, specifically in the last 3 weeks, there's been one song in the entire world that's mamish, at least that I've really that it's really hit my neshama very hard. And everyone knows the song. It's called Afilu Bastara. The Likutei Maharan brings down in Torah and Vav, as Yaakov just said, that Rabbi Nachman says that Afilu Bastara Shabesocha Astara Bevade Gam Sham. In the song it says Nimsa Hashem Yisbarach, but maybe Melubash Nimsa, there's a synonym, whatever it means. Basically, these words mean that even in the darkness, and even when things look confusing and hard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Davka there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Davka there. So maybe we could say the following. Chanukah is a time when things look dark, right? It comes at one of the darkest points of the year. If you guys look outside, you know, you don't get a mincha on a Sunday, and you know, if you don't daven early, it's over. You know, things look very dark. And sometimes things look hard, and sometimes in Golos looks hard, and we have no idea why the things in Eretz Yisrael have been happening. We have no idea why people in our yeshiva had people very very young to be able to lose their parents. Terrible, terrible things. We should never know those things, but we could say maybe the idea is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes even in the hard times we have to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, even when it looks hard. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the high part of the song is Ani Omed, Ani Omed, Ani Omed. I don't know about you guys, but when I sing that part of Ani Omed, Ani Omed, I was telling Moshe over the week or at the Malava Malacca, it just feels like Ani Omed, Ani Omed, Ani Omed. That part of the song, it just feels like someone just giving you a big hug. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mom just like putting out his hand. He's putting out his hand. He's putting out his arm. Putting out his shoulder to you. That's how I feel. So how does this connect to Rav Baruch Hu Mezhbish? I'll tell you how. Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter, who happens to be a Brussels Rosh Hashiva and Meir Sharam, maybe you guys will go next year when you guys are near to Israel. I haven't met him yet, but Ezra Shem, hopefully one day. He brings in a great idea, Rav Baruch of Mezhbish. Rav Baruch of Mezhbish was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. He was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. So the Rabbi Nachman was a great grandson, and Rav Baruch of Mezhbish was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Story goes that Rav Baruch of Mezhbish once came crying to his grandfather, crying, very, very young. And the Baal Shem Tov took his grandson and put him on his lap. And he said, "What's going on? Why are you crying? I don't understand. Why? What happened?" He said, "Listen, Daddy, I was playing, listening to Zaidi. I don't know if he called him Daddy, Zaidi, whatever. Zaidi, I was playing hide and seek with my friends." It doesn't say the word hide and seek in the story. It's some other Yiddish word. I can't really pronounce it. He was playing hide and seek with his friends, and he had such a good hiding spot. And all he wanted to do was his friends be able to find him. And, it, you know, after 10, 15 minutes, what happened? His friends stopped looking for him. The number one thing, what do you want, if you have a good hiding spot, all you want to do is, you know, you want your friend to be able to come see you after 20 minutes and say, "Wow, I can't believe you were there the whole time. I can't believe you were there." And my friends just gave up. Zaidi, that's when I'm crying. Story goes that the Baal Shem Tov, right after he calmed down Rav Baruch Hu Mezhbish a little bit, the Baal Shem Tov now started crying. He said, how much more so is it for us that sometimes in our lives, when things look bleak and things look dark and things look confusing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just right there. We have to be able to make sure that even when things look hard, and even when it seems that we can't find that hiding spot where he is, he's dafka there. He's saying, Ani Omeid, Ani Omeid, Ani Omeid. So Be'ezus Hashem we should be zocha in our own lives to take this message that Rav Yaakov, the message of Yaakov Kamenetsky takes, that even in Golas, when things look hard, we can know that we can stand strong and we can still be good Jews. That's what Yaakov was teaching Yosef, and that's something that Yaakov learned from Yeshiva Shem Ever. And secondly, to be able to learn from Rabbi Nachman and Baruch HaMezhvish, the grandsons of the Baal Shem Tov, be able to see that even when things look hard and things look bleak, and that's what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is when things look dark and things look like it's over, and there's you're not going to find one little Pach Shemen left, and we're not going to be able to light the menorah, and there's a million Nazis and there's a million Arabs, and how are we going to be able to survive? There's a little bit of left. There's always a little Shemen left. There's always a little mutable. As the Shem should be zocher to see Kadosh Baruch Hu, that even the Besocha Astara, Gam Sham Malubash Hashem Isbach, Gam Sham Nimsa Hashem Isbach, Ani Omeid, Ani Omeid, Ani Omeid.